Welcome to Nocturnal Admissions, the Las Vegas Weekly Nightlife Podcast. I'm Deanna Rilling, and my guest this week is Q-Bert, who is actually at the grocery store at the moment, correct?
Yes, the organic grocery store. It's the best one in San Francisco. It is Rainbow Foods.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a lot of healthy stuff here.
Cool. So while you're waiting to check out, just wanted to catch up with you a bit on some of the news. I just heard that you're going to be starting a new residency here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
So from the details that I got, it's going to be like Wednesday nights at Crown Nightclub at the Rio, starting like the end of June, correct?
Right.
So kind of how did that come about?
I don't know. I have no clue. So whatever, we'll just see what happens, do my best, and I'll always throw in something at the end for all the hardcore stretch nerds like myself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been to Vegas before, so what kind of do you think of the scene out here?
The scene out there is, crazy. It's pretty diverse. I've noticed there's a lot of b-boys and b-girls out there, so I was like, whoa. They even have, like, this one store out there. I don't know if it's still around, but, they have a lot of, cool underground, true school hip-hop type stuff that I'm into, and speaking of organic food that I eat here, there's this one store, restaurant over there that had, like, raw food.
Uh-huh.
You know the one?
I am not sure.
Oh, man, that place is super good. I had this one, some kind of banana coconut drink over there. Oh,
nice.
So awesome.
Nice. So is this for you? I mean, I'm not sure if you know the details yet, but is this going to be like an every Wednesday thing or a few times a month? Or
it's twice a month, every other Wednesday.
Every other Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay. And for you, I mean, out here, a lot of times when people go to the club, usually things are billed as, you know, quote-unquote hip-hop, but it's a lot of the more commercial stuff. How do you think you're maybe going to approach that a bit to cater to both the tourists and maybe the locals and the hardcore, like scratch fans and b-boys and b-girls?
I'll always throw in, I'd like to just go all the way hardcore and balls out, just super hardcore underground.
Mm-hmm.
And try to find that that area of where it's like it appeals to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That, but it, you can't really please everyone. So I'm just gonna I don't know. I'm just gonna do what I love, and if they don't like it, then oh well. I'm just gonna just be myself.
Mm-hmm. So for you, I mean, you've helped develop like a lot of like great equipment and everything. But for you right now, what type of live rig are you using when you're out performing?
Oh, I'm pretty much just hardcore still. I'm still using vinyl. But
nice.
Then once in a while, I'll try to throw in all music onto like a, like fresh press vinyl is my thing. So I just like the way it feels. I like the way, the simplicity of it. And as far as being original, I think it's being kind of original to still stay with vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so, I
think,
like that aspect.
I think you and maybe DJP are like the only two that come to mind right now that are actually still using vinyl. Can you think of anyone else?
I'm sure there is here and there, but it feels weird scratching on digital. I mean, I do it at home to test out new sounds and stuff, but I don't know. There's just nothing can compare with like raw vinyl. It's more.
Mm-hmm.
Just more raw, and I don't know why.
Yeah,
I just like it like that.
So you're one of the few purists still out there, I guess.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure there's a lot of him online everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sure I'm not the only one, definitely.
How many crates do you usually have to haul around with you?
Oh, I press everything on vinyl, so I'll just have like 10 records.
Just that's it?
Yeah, I just have my whole set on like records and stuff, and just juggle them back and forth and scratch. I'm mostly a scratch musician, so
mm-hmm.
it's more like going to a show rather than mm-hmm. Going to somewhere where it's like you're not even paying attention to the DJ because everyone's just dancing and drinking. It's more like a
mm-hmm.
someone playing a guitar or something and just
right.
tripping off the music he's making off the guitar, I guess.
Cool. So some people might not understand the difference between what a scratch DJ does versus what somebody maybe in the club, like running on Serato, might do. How could you help them out a bit and maybe educate them a little bit more if they don't know?
Well, kind of like you have a DJ playing a song from whoever, like Jay-Z or some, and then you have an actual Jay-Z performance, you know, with the whole band there watching them create the music right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would be that part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since you do have your Qbert Scratch University, and you're very involved in that, do you think that DJs should learn on vinyl as their first step?
Well, they can learn on whatever they want to, because digital is much 98% almost there with vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, they can still learn off digital for basic. Starting off, it's fine to use digital. If you want to use vinyl, it's fine too.
Mm-hmm. What are maybe...
I would definitely recommend using vinyl just so you can feel it, you know.
Mm-hmm. With your Scratch University, I mean, what are some of the things that people can learn if they sign up?
Oh, they can learn all the, almost all the scratches that are out there, mm-hmm. and how to control the vinyl, and just, you know, like, there's a lot of music in the school, too, that you can download and have for themselves to practice with, and also you get this, it's a big community of a bunch of scratch nerds, so everyone's all into, mm-hmm. into like, the ins and outs of what to do as a scratch DJ and all that stuff.
Can somebody learn from, like, square one, say they've never even touched, like, a set of turntables?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And then I also heard that you might be involved in the DJ Hero 2 game. Is that confirmed?
Yeah. They just called me up and had me do that. And I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Cool. And
so, I'm excited about that, too. See what happens. They actually had me... I planned to make some music for them. And then what they did is they made their own music for me, and I just scratched on top of it. So I was not for it. I didn't want to make my own stuff, but when I heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, hell yeah, I'll scratch on this. It's pretty dope.
Cool. So, now, for you, as far as making your own music, do you have plans to do another concept album in the future, kind of like you did with Wave Twisters?
Absolutely, yeah, that's what I'm working on right now. So a lot of that music that I was going to use for DJ Hero will be put towards the next film.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's also what I'm working on right now, like, with every day.
When do you think we might see that?
Working on it right now, so I'm pretty much like I would have to say 45% done.
Okay. And to kind of go along with Wave Twisters, you know, you had that cool cartoon that accompanied the music, and kind of there was the whole plot about saving hip hop. So do you think maybe that needs to happen these days as far as the whole culture?
I just think people need to come out with not just a music project or something, but, you know, a theme to it all, you know, like there's a theater involved with it all. And so that's how I felt about making my album, like, you know, Public Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
When they came out with their record, it wasn't just a record of rapping. It was a theme. There was a theme going on. It had a concept, you know. It was like Black Power. Then NWA came out, and their theme was the police, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just being gangster. And then what else? Wu-Tang Clan. Their theme is like martial arts, you know. It's like it was theater, you know, and people need to do that. Or else, you know, everyone's just trying to do the same old shit. It's really irritating. It's like someone will come out with this is my record, man, and their concept is the same as everyone else's concept. They're just being gangster. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's like, okay, you know, that's been done already.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Right. You know? Do you ever worry, too, that maybe the art of turntablism is dying out at all because of all the new technology and people being able just to, like, get up there and, like, play some tunes?
Well, not really, because the art of scratching has been underground from day one,
mm-hmm.
and still is underground. If you look on YouTube, just type that in, scratch DJ, and it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you know how to look in the right place, like just like breaking, you know, or point, you know, it's like it seems like it's dying. Mm-hmm. If you look on YouTube, it's everywhere. It's like America's Best Dance Crew. It's like that's all breaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
or yo-yoing, playing the yo-yo. I mean, it looks, you know, you don't see that anywhere, but you look online, there's a big old gigantic community doing the yo-yo. And it's like, wow, the yo-yo tricks now are freaking out of control.
Nice. Nice. Now, going back to playing gigs and everything, what do you ever do if, do you ever have venues telling you, you know, what you have to play or a certain format or formula you have to follow? And how do you deal with that?
Okay, well, like, let's say I got to do a rave and it's a bunch of people on drugs or something. Well, then I'll play something that kind of is true school and hip-hop, mm-hmm. which is kind of like, you know, like planet rock type music.
Right.
You know, like that's that type of electro. It's still electronic-y, but at the same time, it's still, you know, hip-hop.
Right.
You know, or like a true school type of hip-hop, so that kind of works out in my favor. Mm-hmm. You know, and you can still dance to it and do your druggy thing if you're at a rave. You know? So it's like, I would have to do that type of stuff if that was the type of music they wanted.
Mm-hmm. How about a nightclub if they're telling you that they're like, hey, you know, we want you to play only like the newest Black Eyed Peas remixes or, you know, a Miley Cyrus song or something like that, like a remix like that. What would you do in that situation?
I'd say I think you hired the wrong guy. But in that situation, usually the planet rock type of music still works because it still has that 808 bass in there,
right?
And that kind of stuff. Or I'd get music that's still like kind of clubby in that 808 type of.
Mm-hmm.
It's always that 808 type of, you know, heavy bass type of thing,
right?
And you know, you put your own twist to it, and it becomes, you know, clubby, whatever, danceable.
So is like Afrika Bambaataa like your go-to guy in situations like that?
Well, I'm that's just an example, but uh-huh. Yeah, that's you know, that's the easiest. Mm-hmm. How do you call it? Comparison I could put it to.
Okay, cool.
Or maybe like some funky like a zap type stuff. And there's a lot of weird songs that are like that as well.
Okay, cool. Now I spoke with Mixmaster Mike like last August, and I had to ask about the Invisible Scratch Pickles and if there might be a possible reunion. And he said, "Oh well, anything can happen." So what do you think?
Yeah, same answer.
Trying
to get all the guys together always, but you know, everyone's kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that would be a really fun thing.
Yeah. And then one other thing I was wondering, you tend to post like a lot of inspiring quotes on Twitter and interact with fans that way. So how did that maybe come about?
I thought that that my purpose on Earth was to help people, and you know, the more lives you brighten, you know, it just makes you a happier person, I guess, and it comes back to you. So I mean, that's what I would like. If I was following someone and they were putting, I'm taking my dog out for a shit. I'd be like, that's kind of entertaining, but I think something that would be like, you know, something more uplifting and inspiring would be like, oh man, that gave me a great idea, and that's going to make the world a better place. So if I can make other people make the world a better place, then definitely I'm going to, you know, throw those ideas out there.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
That's what life is about for me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What else do you think is important for people to know if they haven't checked you out yet and if they're going to maybe come on down to Crown Nightclub in June to see you?
What else do they need to see? I mean, there's a bunch of YouTube videos that they can see me
cool.
Scratching and stuff. And, you know, I guess, yeah, if they haven't seen Wave Twisters, that's a start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, youtube.com/ThudRumble.
Okay.
Is our little website. And I don't know. Depends. You know, it's like they like psychedelic sounds, you know, and playing the turntable like a musical instrument, and that's what I'm doing.
Cool. And then for you, who do you think, if people are just getting into it and want to learn more, who are maybe some of the people you think they should check out? Like, I always tell people, like, Mixmaster Mike, Z-Trip, DJP, you. Who else do you think might be a good example that's maybe a little bit more accessible to them?
Oh, accessible? Wow.
As far as, yeah, because, you know, there's, like, a lot of the underground guys, but maybe they might not get a chance to go see them as easily.
Right. I mean, everything's on YouTube nowadays. you know, Shortcut, Mixmaster Mike, you know, always Executioners, Rob Swift,
mm-hmm.
One of these guys, the Scratch Perverts.
Okay.
You know, DJ Shadow.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys out there. All the beat junkies, of course. Redmatic, Babu, Melody, D Styles, J Rock, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is there? There's a ton of people. Craze, A Track.
Cool.
Rafik from Europe. All the world champion DJs. Scratch, DJ Cash Money, Jazzy Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're always tearing it up.
Very cool. Cool. And then just to kind of wrap it up, over at Crown Nightclub, it's been a couple other venues before. They don't have a bathroom in there.
So
I was wondering, it's like sometimes, you know, in case of emergencies, DJs during their set, you know, they'll bounce off the stage, run to the restroom and come back. But it's kind of a bit of a trek there. So has that ever happened to you where you've kind of been stuck up there, or maybe some other odd experience where maybe a drink got spilled in the mixer or something like that?
Oh, there's a lot of things. I remember when I used to drink, I don't drink anymore, but when I used to drink, I would just take a piss in the booth. Man, they can't see me. You know? But then, of course, you know, the days are over. So, trying to be like Bruce Lee now, you know, everything is, you know, because alcohol slows me down. And, I stop drinking, I stop smoking and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So,
but anyway, yeah, I pissed in the booth, I would piss in the elevator, I'd piss anywhere. But I used to have me drinking back in the days. I'm sure people can relate to that.
Nice. Well, I'm sure they'll be happy to know that there might not be an incident like that out here in Vegas. Although it's totally, totally appropriate for Vegas, though, so that works. Cool. So I think that's about it for me. And then just the best places to find out more about you, of course, your Twitter and the website, right?
Yeah, sure, djcuber.com.
Cool.
Check that out. Twitter.com/djcuber. Facebook.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, hey, man, I look forward to coming to check you out. And
okay, you got any requests?
No, man, just stay true to what you do, and,
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Don't let them push you around and tell you what you have to play. That's my advice.
Absolutely. That's what I want to do. I just want to be, oh, they want to hire me? Okay. I'm gonna still do my thing, no matter what.
Yeah, go for it, because Vegas can be weird, so...
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
That's what I look forward to most, just sticking true to what you do.
There's a lot of, you know, I know, when I go to Vegas, it's very, plasticky, or whatever, like fake, but there is a lot of true people that live there too, and I hope I would like to entertain them.
Cool. Well, hopefully this helps get the word out and that they can all show up and check you out.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
All right, well, take care, and thanks for letting me grocery shop with you.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
For up-to-date Las Vegas nightlife and dance music scene news, always be sure to check out lasvegasweekly.com.